Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So for years, we knew Bea Smith as the face of a brand. Her restaurants, her books, entertaining. She made it all look easy. Of course, she was the first African-American model to grace the cover of Mademoiselle magazine. But in recent years, she was the face of Alzheimer's. And her husband, Dan, was the face of caregiving. They traveled around the country. They wrote a book, Before I Forget. They even testified before Congress because they wanted to change the way not only people looked at Alzheimer's, the money that was allocated for a treatment. They wanted people to understand what it meant to be a caregiver. And they specifically wanted to reach the African-American community when it came to understanding Alzheimer's. Many people found that her story resonated with them. Melita Terry is the community engagement coordinator with the Alzheimer's Association here in our area. She joins us this afternoon on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the show, Melita.
Thank you. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
So tell me what went through your heart when you heard yesterday that Bea Smith had died.
To be quite honest, it was a mix of emotions. The sad part was that she is no longer with us and she's resting peacefully and she no longer has to fight through the battle of Alzheimer's, go through that journey.
Mm-hmm.
The bright side of it is that it will now allow more people to know about the story of Alzheimer's and become more aware of Alzheimer's disease. So there's a bright side and a dark side to this journey of Bea Smith.
Do you think that by her sharing her story, it makes the issue, the subject of Alzheimer's, it brings it back into the forefront? Because so often, and you know what, let me back up. Before we talk about Bea, tell us about your story, Melita.
So this is personal for me for two reasons. In the community, the African-American community, there is a lot of stigma around Alzheimer's disease. And while there are, you know, up to 6 million people affected by the disease at this time, the African-American community is twice as likely to have the disease than non-Hispanic whites. And so while the disease is so prevalent and there's not a lot of discussion around it, it hits home for me because we need to have this conversation and kind of have candid conversations about how this disease impacts the community and the families and just be more knowledgeable about the disease.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about what I do because it really gives me the opportunity to engage the community and get in spaces that otherwise information would not get into, and have people really open up and ask questions and get information that they wouldn't otherwise, you know, ask. One of the things, you know, one of the disparities that affect African Americans, you know, I mentioned that there's a higher prevalence of cognitive impairment, but there's also a delayed diagnosis, meaning that African Americans tend to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's further along into the disease course. So there are three steps of the disease. You have your mild, you have your moderate, and then you also have the severe stages of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
So the African American community normally or tends to get diagnosed in the later stages of the disease. We're also less likely to be prescribed therapy for Alzheimer's disease because of the late diagnosis.
Okay.
And we also spend a greater proportion of our household income on dementia care for loved ones. So when we're looking at the stats behind everything, in general, caregivers provide an estimated 18.5 billion hours, which is valued at nearly $234 billion.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Repeat those stats for me again.
Sure. Caregivers provide an estimated amount of hours, which is 18.5 billion hours, valued at nearly $234 billion.
Wow. So let me ask you this, because, Melita, when you saw B. Smith, you saw Dan. I mean, certainly in the latter years as they took on this mission, when you saw B, you saw Dan. And how much of an impact do you think he had in getting attention or garnering attention for caregivers?
I think it was tremendous. I applaud both B and Dan for their courage to be transparent about the disease. Dan, I felt, did a great job in allowing people to look through the lens of a caregiver and what that takes to care for a loved one with Alzheimer's disease. He did an excerpt, about the Before I Forget book, and there was something profound, and I may not be articulating it exactly as he said it, but he had talked about the importance of getting involved with research as it relates to Alzheimer's disease. And as we progress towards a cure, making sure that there's equal representation for the disease so that everyone can be cured. And that really hit home for me as I, you know, looked at my job, the spectrum of my job, and what does that mean as it relates to all classes in underrepresented communities. And so, you know, he, I would say, was one of the motivating factors for me to really understand that we need to get under this as a community and have some dialogue.
And have some dialogue, indeed. And that's what we are doing this entire hour. Melita Terry, thanks so much for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We appreciate you, appreciate what you do and your perspective as we look at the contributions of not just B. Smith, but her husband as well. And I said at the beginning there were some controversies later on, but this is not the time or the place. We're not dealing with that today. We're just dealing with all the good that they have done. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All righty, have a good day.